Mr. Klein, the judge said, slipping on a pair of half glasses, any preliminary motions before we begin the voir dire? Jonathan stood. A couple of things, Your Honor. First, the defendant's father, Andrew Barber, would like to enter an appearance in the case on the defendant's behalf. With the court's permission, he is going to second chair me at the trial. Jonathan went to the clerk and handed her the motion, a single sheet announcing that I would be part of the defense team. The clerk handed the sheet to the judge, who frowned at it. It's not really my decision, Mr. Klein, but I'm not sure it's wise either. It's the family's wish, Jonathan said, distancing himself from the decision. The judge scribbled his name on the sheet, allowing the motion. Mr. Barber, you can come forward. I came around the bar and sat down at the defense table beside Jacob. Anything else? Your Honor, I have filed a motion in limine to exclude scientific evidence based on an alleged genetic predisposition to violence. Yes, I have read your motion and I am inclined to allow it. Do you wish to be heard further before I rule? As I understand it, your position is that the science has not been established, and even if it was, there is no specific evidence of a violent propensity, genetic or otherwise, in this case. Is that the gist of it? Yes, Your Honor, that's the gist. Mr. LeJudas, do you want to be heard or will you rest on your brief? It seems to me the defense is entitled to a hearing on that sort of evidence before it comes in. Mind you, I'm not excluding such evidence definitively. I am merely ruling that if you choose to offer evidence of a genetic tendency to violence, we will hold a hearing at that time, outside the jury's presence, to decide whether it will be admitted or not. Yes, Your Honor, I would like to be heard on that. The judge blinked at him. His face read plain as day. Sit down and shut up. LeJudas stood and buttoned his suit coat, a slim three-button number that, when buttoned up this way, did not fit him properly. LeJudas's neck craned forward slightly while the jacket stayed erect, which caused the coat collar to float an inch or two away from his neck like a monk's cowl. Your Honor, the Commonwealth's position, and we are prepared to offer expert evidence on this point, is that the science of behavioral genetics has made great strides and continues to advance every day, and it is already mature enough by far and away to be admitted here. We would submit that this is even the extreme case where to exclude such evidence would be improper. The motion is allowed. LeJudas stood there a moment, unsure if his pocket had just been picked. Mr. LeJudas, the judge explained as he signed the motion, allowed, French, J., I have not excluded the evidence. My ruling is simply that if you want to offer it, you will have to provide notice to the defense and we will have a hearing on its admissibility before you offer it to the jury. Understood? Understood, Your Honor. Let me be crystal clear. Not a word of it until I rule it's coming in. Understood, Your Honor.